It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
How you feeling? How you doing? Do you feel that? Am I right? Is it Sunday? Are you ready for some football? You ready for a Sunday night party? Is that crisp fall air that I smell? Are the color of the leaves changing? I don't know. Quentin, do you feel it? That's my executive producer, Quentin Morris, over there. This is 96.5 The Fan, home for sports right here in Kansas City. And I'm your host, Mac Morey. This is Fantasy Football Sunday, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and of course, Scenic Views. Quentin, I mean, seriously, is the energy not a little bit different this morning here, the first NFL Sunday?
We've got Royals games that matter. We've got college football back. Now we've got the first week of the NFL season. This is the best time of the year. What we had Thursday night, we had football yesterday. We had high school football. We had Royals games. I mean, it's all bad. Yesterday we had, if I wasn't at the Royals game, you know I was going to have three screens running.
Exactly.
college football and Royals games. So yeah, it's back, and this is the best time for sporting events.
Yeah, that little crease in your couch is now coming back. It's just your butt prints that are permanently there all day Saturday. And of course, now the Chiefs already played Thursday. Your Kansas City Chiefs sit atop the NFL 1-0. I always love that when they start the week, because then Sunday, boom. Get your fantasy football lineups ready to go. That's why we're here. And just sit back, relax, and hopefully enjoy a nice fantasy win and maybe some good games here. And there are going to be some fantastic games here today. Quentin, you mentioned the Royals just real quick. Way to go, Royals. Securing that series win against the Minnesota Twins. Quentin was there. I was there last night as well. Had a wonderful time. Thank you, Emily, for those tickets. Okay, let's get into it here on Fantasy Football Sunday again right here. 96.5, the Fan, home for sports right here in Kansas City. So let's just kind of get started. Again, my name's Mac Morey. I was born and raised here in Kansas City. I've been living in Nashville on and off for around 10 years, but now I'm back. I'm here. I'm really excited. You can hear me right here, 96.5, Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 in the morning. I'm the executive producer of Fesco and Dusty with Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens. Such a blast with those guys, learning so much. We have a great time. So make sure if you're not tuning into that, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, Fesco and Dusty. And I've been playing fantasy football. I realized this, Quentin, when I was kind of prepping for this show. I've been playing fantasy football for over half my life, just turned 26 in August. So 14 years, I believe, I've been playing fantasy football since I was 12. Have I won that much? I don't know. Have I had a lot of fun? Yes. I'm in two leagues, both very serious, one dynasty, one more regular. I was in both championships last year, I will have you know. So when I'm giving advice, I do know a little bit what I'm talking about. But again, this is a game that is based on luck. We'll get into that. So feel free to text in any questions. 913-586-7965. That is the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. We will be doing a text segment at the end of the show. Start or sit for the last 15 minutes. I'm going to be taking your questions on who to start, who to sit for the first Sunday. But first, I'm going to start with some fantasy ground rules, a little bit of fantasy tips, kind of just overarching for the whole season. I'll get into some big sleepers that I have for this season. I know the drafts have already happened, but I'm just kind of letting you know who I've got my eyes on for sleepers and my eyes on for big league winners this year. And then the meat of this show, we will go over the matchup slate. So we'll be talking every matchup, and I'll give you kind of one guy or two guys from each team that I'm looking for and that I'm really excited to watch that could have big implications on the rest of your fantasy football season. And as we kind of get into the season and we know more about each team and kind of their strengths and weaknesses, that segment will be more of a, hey, this is who to play this week, or this is who I really like in this matchup. This week, since it's week one, I'm kind of just, hey, this is who I'm watching, who I'm really excited about, who I kind of have some question marks, or who I don't know a lot, or hey, this is a guy that I'm in on. So we'll go through that. But first, let's get right now into some fantasy ground rules. Okay, so above all else, you need to go with your gut this season, guys. Don't be second guessing. Oh, but I really like him. Oh, but he was injured last week. Do you like this guy or do you not? I mean, I was talking to some guys before the draft about Christian McCaffrey. Some guys were a little hesitant about McCaffrey this year. Well, it's like, you know what? If you were on an ESPN or Yahoo Fantasy League last year, I think it was over 50% of guys who drafted Christian McCaffrey number one overall were at least in their championship, if didn't win their whole league. So sometimes, you know what? Just don't overthink it. McCaffrey, he's pretty good at this football thing. So go with your gut. Second, have players you like to watch on your team and that are on fun teams. It sucks to have, like, I don't know, we'll talk about the Giants later in their matchup. I'm really excited about Malik Nabers out of LSU, but is this the year that I want Malik Nabers? Personally, I don't know. I just don't really want to watch the Giants play football if I really can avoid it for the most part. So this is supposed to be fun. Don't make this ruin the game that we love. That's the biggest ground rule. If you find yourself rooting against the Chiefs, I mean, you're kind of doing this thing wrong. You need to take a step back and kind of reassess where you're at here. Regroup, because we've lost sight of what this is all about. This is about having fun. This is about learning about teams, learning players, keeping in touch with old friends. I mean, I know that's, for instance, for me and my leagues, I mean, there are guys that I don't get to talk to a lot, but during fantasy season, we're in touch, we're trash talking, we're having a good time, and of course, I'm finding out about their lives as well, because life gets crazy, but fantasy football kind of gives you a second to just slow down, talk to some guys that you don't get to talk to throughout the rest of the year, and have a good time. So now let's get into some fantasy tips for this year. I don't know how often I have to say this, and it's really simple, but know your league rules. Know your league settings, guys. Seriously, know where you're going with your league settings. Just the simple stuff. Defensive points, if it's PPR or half PPR. And by the way, 913-586-7965, tell me what kind of league you're in. I'm kind of assuming most people are in the normal full PPR, 10-man leagues, snake drafts, all those sorts of things, and that's kind of what I'm going to be basing my advice off of. But let me know if you've got something else. Hey, I'm in a half PPR. Hey, I'm in a dynasty league. Maybe I can kind of give you some advice, refine my advice for you as well. So know exactly when your trade deadline is as well, the weekly waiver wire cutoffs. I mean, you've got to be ready for these sorts of things. Don't be chasing points either, okay? You don't always want to go after the hot waiver wire ad, okay? We mentioned this earlier, but fantasy is a little bit of luck, okay? I know it's the beginning of the year. We've all roster baited, if you will, for the last week or so at our rosters after the draft and just go, oh my gosh, this looks fantastic. Are you kidding me? I've got this running back, this wide receiver, my defense. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, okay, it's a little bit of luck. Okay, sometimes things happen. Sometimes, you know, people were in love with Devon Achane last year. What did he really end up doing? He had three monster games. The rest of the year, he was completely inconsistent and probably took up a starting spot in your lineup a few weeks and screwed you over with a donut or with a 2 or 3 point performance. So a lot of this is luck. If a guy goes off for 16 points in a week and he's on the waiver wire, not a lot of people were talking about him. And then you look at the stats, well, 14 of those points was off a 70 yard touchdown or something. Like, write that down. Take note of that. Like, to me, targets and usage are massive in fantasy football. Like, especially because we're talking PPR, even half PPR, points per reception. That's what I want to see, that usage. If I know a guy, I mean, Rashee Rice, a great example, 8 targets, 7 receptions, over 100 yards. That was him all of last season throughout the last 8 to 10 weeks. He's a reception guy. He's going to get the yards after the catch, but I know that he's going to get the ball in his hands, and that's massive. Then you look at, like, the Saints, and I mean, this is a much, you know, lesser caliber receiver, but just comes to mind. Rashid Shaheed, he's going to have 2 catches, and it could be for 5 yards, or it could be for 80 and a touchdown. That's not the guy that I'm as attracted to in fantasy football as a much better caliber receiver. Maybe I could find a better example, but I mean, even go to a rookie, for instance, Ladd McConkey on the Chargers, a guy who I think will get lots of volume, lots of usage on a team who maybe doesn't have the weapons right now. So if someone's involved, you'll take that over a chance at a long shot, at a long play, at, oh, I know this guy gets 1 or 2 deep balls a game. Well, I mean, look at percentages on deep balls, man. Once every few weeks, you're going to get that 60-yard touchdown. You'll be super happy about it. but I'm going to take that consistent points every time. All right, stream defenses. Let's go to defenses here. Never stick with a defense all season unless it's the 85 Bears, and even then, you don't want to stick with them either. Okay, this is easy. Every week, you should be finding a defense. So, for instance, I think on one of my leagues, I picked up the Saints defense this week. I kind of like the Saints defense. I think they have a really nice front seven. We'll see about the backside. You still got Honey Badger out there. I don't know how much he's got left in the tank. We'll see that today. They're playing the Carolina Panthers, though. That's the thing. The Raiders play the Panthers week three. I don't love the Raiders defense, but that pass rush against Bryce Young, Christian Wilkins, Max Crosby coming for Young's head. There's some sacks in that game. That's going to be something that I'm going to be looking forward to. Things like that, really good to keep in mind. Here are my big sleepers for the year, guys, just who I've been watching going over here. We mentioned the Chargers. We mentioned McConkey. It's actually going to be another receiver on that team, one of my biggest sleepers of the season, Josh Palmer. I did go to the University of Tennessee, so this is not me trying to be biased. Go Vols. But Palmer is a pretty good receiver, and he's been on the wide receiver three or wide receiver four option pretty much each year of his career, barring some injuries to Mike Williams, maybe a couple weeks without Keenan Allen here or there. I know 2 years ago he had nearly 800 yards on 72 catches. Last season, 500 yards on around 38 receptions. And I think he's going to get way more volume. Like, we don't know who the wide receiver one is over there. They've got that second-year player whose name is missing me right now. Last year rookie out of TCU. And then they've got Ladd McConkey, and of course they've got Josh Palmer. I think Josh Palmer is by far the most proven receiver, and Herbert has shown that he will trust him in moments. Multiple third downs last year where he's going to Palmer over the middle of the field. So I like that as a safety valve for Herbert on a team that I don't think is going to win a bunch of games, but I love Justin Herbert as a quarterback. That's a top six, seven guy, maybe top five guy in this league to me. And he's going to be going to not a lot of receivers, but one guy. The one guy that actually has a few years under his belt in the National Football League is Josh Palmer. Give me him as a sleeper. Second sleeper this season that I'm watching. And if you got these guys in your fantasy league, be excited and put them in your starting lineup today. That should go without saying. Alvin Kamara. Remember when we talked about usage? Kamara is the king of usage. Since coming into the NFL in 2017, Kamara ranks fourth in the league in touchdowns with 78. He's third in total yards from scrimmage, over 10,000 yards. He's third in rushing touchdowns with 54. He's eighth in rushing yards, just over 5,800. He's second among running backs in reception totals, and he's second in receiving yardage as well, around 4,200. He gets the ball all the time, and he's with check down Derek Carr. I mean, what was that last game? The last season, he had like 11 receptions or something ridiculous. He like broke the record for running backs. And he didn't even have like 70 yards receiving. It was just something ludicrous. He didn't have the yards, but he has the receptions. And again, if you're in half PPR or, God forbid, full PPR right there, 11 receptions, that's 11 points. He tacks on 70 yards right there. That's 18 points. We're not even talking about the rushing. We're not even talking if he got in the end zone or not. So a lot to be liked with Alvin Kamara, again, on a team where you just know he's going to get the ball. And he was going, what, in the fourth and fifth rounds this year, ADP-wise? I think he's going to be much better than a fourth or fifth round pick. So give me Alvin Kamara this year. Again, I didn't realize that. Josh Palmer and Alvin Kamara both went to the University of Tennessee. I'm taking off my orange sunglasses now, I promise. Jermaine Burton, a rookie here. It's weird and Cincy. We'll talk about it later with their matchup. I've got some thoughts that I've aired out on Fesco and Dusty Monday through Friday, which you can listen to from 6 to 10 right here on 96.5, The Fan, home for Chiefs football. I like Burton out of Alabama. I don't like what's happening in Cincinnati, but I think that could mean Burton gets some more usage, especially this week right here. T. Higgins, questionable. Jamar Chase, doubtful. We really don't know much more about that situation right now. And we'll be giving you all the injuries as we get later on into this show of who's playing, who's out. I don't know if you've heard yet. It's going to be Justin Fields under center today for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was a huge question this week. And these last few months, we've been debating who are they going to start? Who are they going to start? Well, it was going to be Russell Wilson. That was the decision from head coach Mike Tomlin. Well, an injury, you can't predict everything. Sometimes crap happens, and that's what happened to Russell Wilson. He's got a calf injury. He's got a calf strain is what they're calling it. So it'll be Justin Fields under center today. We will talk about the implications of that, and we will talk about injuries all day. But Burton, I think he could be a reliable new piece for Burrow if he's healthy. He's a rookie. He was going at the ends of drafts. If Higgins is in and out, if Chase is in and out, there's a bunch of drama there. Burton could be that one guy who's like, hey, I'm here. I know the playbook now. Throw it to me. It's getting some league winners. Okay, give me Breece Hall as my big league winner. Quentin, are you? How many fantasy leagues are you? Just in one? What's your deal?
Two. Okay. I've got one with my family, and I've got one with some of my old college buddies.
Are
similar,
they both?
Similar to you, that, you know, it's the reason why we're still together. We still got a group chat going from way back when, and it's because of the fantasy football league.
That's exactly right. You know, I've got college buddies that I haven't seen in years, but every, you know, July it starts, you know, the group text kind of ramps back up, and you say, hey, what's going on? Oh, we should probably get the draft date set. Who are you looking at this year? The trash talk begins, and all that sort of ensues. It's really fun. But in your two leagues, I'd be curious. I'm assuming snake draft?
Yeah, snake draft, full-point PPR.
Okay. Breece Hall? Probably pretty high in those drafts, or no?
Not for me. I don't believe in the Jets.
Okay, but where did he go in your leagues? Was he high? Was he a top
five pick? He was a top three. Top. I want to say he, in both of my leagues, he went in the second round. I'm in a 10 and a 12-player league.
Gotcha. Okay, wow, a 12-man league. I'd love to get in a 12-man league. I'm in two 10s right now with the same group of guys. One's a dynasty and one's a regular league. But Breece Hall, I mean, as you mentioned, he went early in your drafts. I think he's going to go early and probably went early in most people's drafts. This is the time for Breece Hall. Last year, a lot of people were ready. Well, the Jets just weren't there, okay? Aaron Rodgers goes down four plays into the season. The offensive line gets hurt. The defense has to carry them. They have some of the worst quarterback play in the league. Garrett Wilson is on an island by himself. No one's there to help him. Well, they fix that. They draft Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky. They bring in Mike Williams from the Chargers, who's a solid wide receiver, too. They have Alan Lazard, who they got last year. A lot of people are asleep on him. Well, I'm hearing at a Jets camp that he was the best performer this offseason during training camp. And he does know Aaron Rodgers, whether you like it or not. They've got the offense. There's going to be a lot of areas to focus on, and the offensive line is there. Teron Smith's going to be a Hall of Famer. They've got some other guys. I'm curious about the injuries there. But I like what I see out of the Jets, and I know it could all go crashing down just like it did last season in a matter of just a few snaps. But Breece Hall is going to be a league winner this year based off of talent alone. Forget the offensive line. Forget they're going to have to focus on a bunch of areas with this Jets offense. Breece Hall just by himself is a fantastic player. And if you haven't really familiarized yourself with his play, he's been injured. The Jets suck. I get it. You haven't got to watch him a lot. This year, that's not the case. Breece Hall's the real deal. CeeDee Lamb, another one of my league winners this year. Who's the wide receiver too in Dallas? I don't know. I heard a few months ago Jerry Jones was all in. They haven't done jack squat. You know, if it was 2017, I'd really like that running back room, though. Ezekiel Elliott, Dalvin Cook. I mean, there is just not a lot to get excited about from an offensive standpoint with the Dallas Cowboys. The offensive line has eroded for the past few seasons. They'll be league average to just above this season. But you know who they still have? They have a top three wide receiver in the league. They have who I think, when it's all said and done, right now I'd say quarterback-friendly wide receivers. Keenan Allen sits atop, just quarterback-friendly. CeeDee Lamb is going to be atop those lists by the end of his career. He is a catch machine. He gets open. It doesn't matter if it's zone. It doesn't matter if it's press man. It doesn't matter if it's in the red zone. Third and 10, first and 10, on my own 20, at their 20. CeeDee Lamb is going to be the number one option. I mean, they'll probably figure out doing jet sweeps with this guy. Any way to get the ball in his hands, CeeDee Lamb's going to be a league winner this season. And then just the Rams offense, be a part of it. Be a part of it. If you're not a part of it, try and get someone. Kyren Williams, Blake Corum. I don't know who's going to be the RB1. I think both will have solid weeks and kind of help you out from time to time here throughout this season. And of course, you've got the one and two at the wide receiver in Puka and Cooper Kupp. I'm in on both of these guys this year. I'm in on the Los Angeles Rams. I have them winning their division this year. I think I have them winning 12 games this year. I have them 12-5. I have the 49ers 10-7 and making the wild card as the fifth or sixth seed, I believe. And you can go find all my picks, by the way, and all my fantasy help throughout the day. Mac J. Morey 25 on X. That's MacJMorey 25 on X. And you can find all of my predictions. But I am in on this Los Angeles Rams offense. Matthew Stafford is still him. I mean, he had to carry with a bit of an injury. Cooper Kupp's out. Doesn't matter. Okay, I'll get the ball to Puka. I'll find Higbee. We'll get in the red zone. And, of course, you've got Sean McVay. Anytime you've got a amazing offensive coach that you know is going to feed his guys, because there are different types of offensive coaches, right? Andy Reid really likes to spread the ball out. I mean, Kelsey, you know, is going to get his for the most part. But other than that, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you have bet on the Chiefs. It's tough. Touchdown props. I mean, it's tough. You don't know who's going to score on the Chiefs. There's a lot of mouths to feed. Well, then there's other offensive coordinators like Sean McVay, and sometimes maybe to a fault, who are going to feed their best players. They're going to give them the ball every time, and that's going to be Sean McVay with Kupp, with Nacua, and we'll see what happens there in the running back room. Okay, so that does it here for the first segment here on Fantasy Football Sunday. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football and Kansas City sports in general. Again, if you want to be a part of the show, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, it's 913-587-7965. That's 913-587-7965. So make sure you text in with your questions, comments, concerns for today. We will be ending the show with a start or sit segment. But next up, right here on Fantasy Football Sunday, I'm going to be going through the matchups, the whole matchup slate today on the first NFL Sunday. Lather me up, baby. I'm ready. We'll be back right after this on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Heyo! It's Sunday.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's the first NFL Sunday right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I mentioned that text line before we left, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. That number, 913-586-7965, 913-586-7965. Again, come be part of the show. Ask your start or sit questions. Had a text already here on the text line. Love was my starter. Two is my backup. Should I replace Love with someone like Stafford, Rodgers? I need suggestions. First off, Jordan Love owners, take a sigh of relief, as am I. I am one of those owners. Whew! I thought we were screwed, guys. I thought it was over. That knee pop video was going viral. My brother was in town this week. He's like, no, man, I think it's just a sprain. I was like, are you crazy? Look at this pop. It's done. Well, he was right. Which I hate to say it, but this time I love to say it because I need Jordan Love just like a lot of you. But if you can replace Love with a guy like Stafford or Rodgers, absolutely do so. Kind of the general rule for quarterbacks, though, is you do want someone that's going to be able to run, maybe get a couple yards with his legs. But Stafford and Rodgers are going to be solid to maybe above the average line on the quarterbacks this year. Okay, let's get into the matchup slate. Each time you hear this sound, that little tackle sound will go to a new matchup. I like that, right? That's it. Pretty great. So let's start with Titans at Bears. This is a matchup a lot of people are sleeping on. A lot of people are snoozing on this one, Quentin. But I like the Tennessee Titans this year. They spent the most money on defense. I don't know if I like them from a record standpoint, but I want to watch them. I think they're going to be really fun. They've got a lot of new weapons.
I will never cheer for a quarterback who puts mayo in their coffee.
That's fair. Yeah, the Will Levis mayonnaise thing is a little strange. But there's just so much to watch in this matchup from a fantasy standpoint. And again, most weeks I'll be giving you my guys that I like. Hey, put this guy in your lineup. This week it's going to be a little bit of that, but it's week one. So again, I'm kind of giving you, who am I watching for? Who could have big implications on the season? Who really needs to get touches? What running back rooms are we watching? All things like that. Caleb Williams for the Bears. I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't say his name right. I don't know if I've ever been more in on a prospect in my life. I love Caleb Williams. I was a huge Patrick Mahomes guy at Texas Tech, if I do say so myself. A little humble brag there. But this is my guy. I even if you're not in on him, don't you want to watch him right now? I mean, don't you want to see? It's like, Fesco, Dusty, and I always talk about, you know, the Colorado Buffs. You know, if you don't like them, you still want to watch. I'm not a Deion guy, but I want to watch them, and I did last night. They got their butts whooped against Nebraska, to my pleasant surprise. So Caleb Williams is the guy that I'm watching here for the Bears in this matchup. Over on the Titans side in that two-tone blue, give me Tony Pollard. I thought he was going to be a league winner last year. You know what? Sometimes it just doesn't work out, but he's the year after injury guy, right? So tore his ACL 2 years ago. Everyone's like, oh, he's back from injury. This is the year. Well, we kind of figured out that sometimes it takes an extra year, and this is that extra year. Here's the year after. I really, really think he could be explosive on this offense. You've got DeAndre Hopkins. You've got Calvin Ridley. Will Levis is going to want to launch it a lot of the way, but they're going to be a pass-first offense, and Tony Pollard's a pass-first back a lot of the time. I think Will Levis, I mean, what more could help a young quarterback than a check-down running back? And that's what Tony Pollard is. So give me Tony Pollard. I think he could be absolutely fantastic this year. All right. Cardinals at Bills. Same thing here, man. I mean, I got to be watching Marvin Harrison Jr., another prospect that you just couldn't be more excited to watch. A wide receiver that could instantly take over on the NFL stage, on the elite level. I'm excited to see him in man. I'm excited to see him against one-on-ones. And just the Cardinals in general, this team's a little bit slept on to me. And I'm excited to watch the Kyler Murray-Marvin Harrison combination. If that can flourish instantly, then, folks, if you're a part of that offense, that's kind of that's one of those sleeper teams, possibly. Every year there's a couple offenses, right, in fantasy where you go, damn, really? That team? I mean, last year, I don't know how much of a surprise it was. The Dolphins, though, were a huge surprise as far as just, oh, Raheem Mostert. Oh, Achan's going to have 3 or 4 weeks. Oh, you know, Waddle's hurt, but when he comes back, he's still going to be good. I mean, there's always those sort of surprise offensive teams or offensive players, Puka Nacua on the Rams. I think the Cardinals with James Conner, Marvin Harrison, and Kyler Murray, that could be a trio in fantasy football that could really help you out this year. Excited to see them go up against the Bills today. For Buffalo, give me James Cook. He was RB10 last year, and I still feel like he's a sneaky guy to mention. A lot of people just are off the Buffalo Bills, which that's fine, but we've got to separate football X's and O's, wins and losses, and fantasy football. That's something that is just true, maybe a little frustrating, but true with fantasy football. It's not tit for tat. Just because he's really good in real life doesn't mean he's good in fantasy and vice versa. James Cook, he's good in both. He could be a top five running back this year. He's going to get a lot of volume on a team that doesn't have the wide receivers anymore. Keon Coleman's a rookie. Khalil Shakir, I like. He's a second-year player. They don't have a lot else besides that. Give me James Cook. All right. Pats at Bengals. Zach Moss or Chase Brown? I really want to watch this running back room. This debate has been nonstop all offseason. I like what I've seen from Moss in the past, but he's not for sure the bell cow with rookie Brown. So, and then, of course, if you haven't heard me on Fesco and Dusty these past few weeks, this whole offseason, I'm very questionable just in general on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I don't know how that wrist is. I don't know. I mean, dude, he threw the football 4 days in a row once this whole offseason. Like, I just want to see you throw the football for a week straight and not have to sit out practice. Is that too much to ask? Am I crazy? I feel like I'm crazy. People are like, oh, it's Joe Burrow. You know what? Well, not one pitcher or quarterback has ever had this wrist injury. I've got my eyes on the Bengals, as I know a lot of people are a part of their offense in fantasy this year. For the Pats, Jalen Polk could be a target merchant. There's really no one else near him. And I like him out of Washington. A full route tree, he can win against contact. I like Polk. Good draft pick by the Patriots. It's been rare to say these past few years with Bill Belichick at the helm. Maybe a new regime can bring them some talent. The Minnesota Vikings at the football G-men. I'm huge in Sam Darnold right now. I know. Your jaw's on the floor. I get it. I'm one of the few leaders of Sam Darnold Island. But I'm excited. I think he has all the intangibles. This is year six. You'd say probably he's 30 or 31. He just turned 27 years old, okay? Give him a chance. This is his best situation. All right? He had freaking Adam Gase. He's had, you know, 7 offensive coordinators in 4 seasons. He was on the Carolina Panthers with Robbie Anderson. Got him 1,000 yards, might I add. Yeah, I think Sam Darnold has something left in the tank. We'll see what happens. But who else to really watch in this team fantasy-wise? That's what I was wondering with the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, obviously Justin Jefferson. I mean, but we like Jordan Addison. I think those guys are going to do what they do, and we'll see if they really live up to where they got drafted this year. I know a little people, some people are a little down on Jefferson this season. That makes sense. That's fine. He's still the best receiver in the league. I still expect him to put up top five fantasy numbers. And probably that partly has to do with my love for Donald this year. Neighbors for the Giants. Can't wait to see this guy play. Already have preemptively prepared myself to be frustrated, though, when he gets 32 hospital balls, 15 overthrows, when he's wide open from Daniel Jones. I mean, this is going to be maybe a nightmare of a season for Malik Neighbors, but nonetheless, you can't shy away from the highlights that you've seen this offseason, right? These one-handed catches, and not just the fights. Yeah, he's had a couple fights, but he's got the talent, too. I really like Malik Neighbors. Ugh, this is a stinker, this game. The Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints. This is a poopfecta, man. This is rough. Saints, give me Olave, though. He's wide receiver 23 last year. Kind of a disappointment for Chris Olave. As was that whole team, obviously. They had one of the easier schedules going into the year. I picked them to win that division. They were really close, but frankly, 9 wins for that team was a disappointment. I'm off of them this year. I'm in that 7-9 win range yet again, but I don't think, honestly, I'm more in that 6-8 win range for them. I don't think they're a playoff team, but Olave, I know, is a very, very talented, capable receiver. We'll see what he can do with Derek Carr as his quarterback and see if Derek Carr can come back from his just egregiously awful year last year. And this is a guy who's kind of been a Carr defender, whether I like it or not. Hint, I don't. Okay, Bryce Young for the Panthers. I want to watch Mingo. I want to watch Legette, but just as much as anyone else. But literally none of that matters if Young can't execute and get them the ball. I mean, talk about overreaction Monday. If Bryce Young is bad today, Quentin, get ready.
I, much like my Mayo Man take, I do not want to cheer for somebody who is as tall as a Despicable Me minion.
Oh, that hurts because he's probably my height. But you're right. It's bad. I don't want to root for a quarterback that's as tall as me. I know how tall I am. And I couldn't see over alignment. I wouldn't want to have a 6'5", 250-pound guy running at me. Bryce Young shouldn't either. Did you see that video of him walking to training camp a month ago with his backpack on, looking like he's 12?
Yeah, he looks like a child that is about to go to the zoo with his parents.
That's exactly right. All right. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Atlanta Falcons. This running back room for Pittsburgh. Last year, this was a saga. This year, it could kind of be the same. Who's going to get the lion's share of targets this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's what I'm watching. And also, we mentioned it early. Russell Wilson, not starting today. They mentioned him as the starter. They listed him as the starter. Well, he's got a calf strain. It's going to be Justin Fields now. So the drama continues there in Pittsburgh. Well, I really liked Najee and Jaylen Warren in fantasy with Russell Wilson. That's a checkdown merchant. This is a guy who throws 40 yards deep at the sideline, or he throws checkdowns. Those are his two options. Justin Fields, he never throws checkdowns. And I hope he's learned maybe 1 year with Arthur Smith, who I think is a good OC. Yeah, laugh, laugh, laugh. I think he's actually a pretty good offensive coordinator. Maybe has worked with him a little bit on, hey, man, you're allowed to take a checkdown. 5 yards is okay. The flats exist. I.e. Lamar Jackson, Justice Hill Thursday night. The flats are okay to throw to. You can actually get some decent chunk plays. And then for the Falcons, Kyle Pitts. If I didn't put this guy, then what am I doing? I mean, everyone is watching him this season. This is, I believe, his third season now. I can't remember if it's his third or his fourth. I think it's his third year in the NFL. That first season became the second tight end, rookie tight end ever to have 1,000 yards since Mike Ditka, which I think a lot of people forget. A lot of people are like, oh, he's finally, let's see if he can finally do something. Okay, he did do something. He was great his rookie season. I'll say historical his rookie season. Couldn't get in the end zone on that crap Falcons team, only one touchdown. Last year, things kind of fall apart. We'll see what happens this year with Kyle Pitts. The Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Miami Dolphins. This could be another game that kind of gets ugly quick, but I am curious about the Jaguars. Travis Etienne, running back 3 last year. I feel like I can replicate that this season. The offense should be better, which means maybe some less yards or touches overall, but more touchdowns. He had 11 last year. Let's get him in the mid-teens this season for Travis Etienne. In the Dolphins running back room, sticking with running backs for this matchup. Again, no one knows what's happening here. They've got that rookie Jalen Wright. They've got Raheem Mostert, who killed it last season. And then, of course, they've got the fan favorite, Devon Achane. I don't know who to like out of those three. I think on paper, all three could be fantastic, but no one really knows what's happening here in the Dolphins running back room. Texans at Colts. Little AFC South rivalry to start off your football Sunday. These games are all at noon. We have not gotten to the 3 o'clock games. Tank Dell for the Houston Texans. Why is he being forgotten? This was CJ Stroud's favorite option last season until the injury. Well, everyone's like, well, Nico Collins got paid. Look at that bag. Oh, they brought in Stephon Diggs. Yeah, I get it. The offense is going to be absolutely electric this year. I think the Texans could be the Kansas City Chiefs' biggest threat in the American Football Conference, right there with the Baltimore Ravens. I think both those teams are going to be gunning for that one seed, gunning for that bye, and coming for the Kansas City Chiefs throughout. And I think Tank Dell's going to be a massive part of that. Him and Stroud, they're good friends. Stroud loves Tank Dell. I think he could be their wide receiver one this season. I really think there's a solid chance. It's going to be a three-headed monster there with Diggs, Collins, and Tank Dell. And if you're one of those guys who's out on Diggs, well, all the more reason. Tank Dell, watch him this week. Jonathan Taylor, another case of forgetting. Jonathan Taylor's just fantastic. He's going to be a great running back this year. And a guy in Anthony Richardson, we'll see what he does as a check down quarterback. Again, just kind of a general rule is running quarterbacks or athletic quarterbacks are going to check down less. We've seen Anthony Richardson for what, like 8 quarters? Okay, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And what, has he played like 16 games since high school? This guy's raw. We really don't know what we're watching here. Over to the 3 o'clock slate. I hate how the NFL does this. Like 70-11 games at noon. And then, of course, only 4 games for 3 o'clock. Again, we got starter sit coming up here in just a few minutes. 913-586-7965 is the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. So make sure we'll be doing start or sit. I'll be answering all your questions in about 5 minutes. So make sure you text in those. Let's continue with this matchup slate. Raiders, Chargers. I like Devontae Adams. I want to watch Gus Edwards for the Chargers. I think Devontae Adams, everyone's like, oh, he's getting traded this year. He's ticked off. Well, he's debunked all those rumors. And if you watched any of last season and any of the videos that they put out with him and Antonio Pierce, he's all in. He's really excited. He's got a cigar in his mouth just like everyone else on Raiders Victory Day, or whatever they call it in that locker room. I don't know. But yeah, he's are they going to be good? Are they going to win a Super Bowl? Is Devontae Adams finally going to get a ring? No. Is he going to be in the Hall of Fame? I don't know. I mean, he's choosing really bad teams to be a part of. But he's still going to get his. And then Gus the Bus. Let's go over to another matchup. Dallas Cowboys at the Browns. It's going to be a fun matchup just in general. Fantasy-wise, again, the running back room in Dallas. What is going on? Again, if it was 2017, I'd be all in. Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott, sign me up. Right now, I don't know. Kind of ugly. But Rico Dowdle's the name that could be the sleeper. He could be the sleeping giant of those three. And I think it will be Dowdle. If he's on waiver wires in your league, if no one has been talking about Rico Dowdle, or if you know a guy in your league who has him, who isn't crazy about him, see if you can get him early. I think he's going to be the Cowboys running back one. And I think the Cowboys, you know, whether you like him, love him, hate him, whatever, they win 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games, and they're pretty prolific offensively every year. Jerry Jeudy for the Cleveland Browns is the guy I'm watching. This is a guy who I just feel like fantasy-wise we've all just been clinging on to. Please, Jerry Jeudy, this is now his fourth or fifth season out of Alabama, has never lived up to it, but he's been in Denver. He's had bad quarterback situations. He's had weird head coaching situations, weird offensive situations in general. Just don't really know what to expect. This could be his best opportunity to show that he's a real wide receiver two, fringe wide receiver one in fantasy football. Commanders at the Bucks. I'm watching the rookie, Jaden Daniels. Let's see it. This could be a league winner. If you've got Daniels on your team, and God forbid, if he's on the waiver wire, go pick him up right now. I don't know how good he's going to be, but this is going to be an extremely fun team to watch just based on his style of play. He's going to run all over the yard. It's going to be backyard football. He's going to be one of the most athletic players in the league right off the bat. And that could lead to a lot of fantasy points. And I think they're going to be in high-scoring games. Jaden Daniels, absolutely. And then for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I had a lot of options here. I didn't really know where to go with the Bucs. You know, obviously Mike Evans, he's a surefire thing. Rashad White saw a lot of usage last year. I think it'll be near the same. You've got that rookie Bucky Irving behind him. I think for the most part, though, White will still be getting the lion's share of those carries. K. Dotton, nothing super exciting there. Chris Godwin is who I have my eye on. He's been a disappointment these last few years. He's dealt with injuries. Honestly, I'm kind of off Chris Godwin, but I want him to prove me wrong. I know a lot of people aren't. I know he's probably in your starting lineup today for a lot of you folks. Let's see what he does. Sunday Night Football, Rams, Lions, Monday Night Football, Jets, Niners. We'll get back to it on the other side, as we will with sit or start. Make sure you text in to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Again, that's 913-586-7965. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Sunday Show, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Stay locked in. Start or sit. Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football on the way right here. 96.5, The Fan, your home for Chiefs football. And we are back on 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, your home for Chiefs football. And right now, you're home for fantasy football, as it is here. It has come. The first NFL Sunday has arrived, folks. And your Chiefs are already 1-0. You can sit back and relax for a second. You sit atop the NFL, and now you just get to kind of find those grooves in your couch. Maybe get an adult beverage, or maybe just a Dr. Pepper. Sit back, recline, and have those lineups pulled up, because it's 12 hours of commercial-free, uninterrupted, just glory. Let's go. I'm ready. I'm excited, if you can't tell. This is Fantasy Football Sunday. I am your host, Mac Morey. You can hear me Monday through Friday right here on 96.5 The Fan on Fesco and Dusty with Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens. I am their executive producer. We have a great time. Really enjoy doing what I do with those guys, and really enjoy being here right here with you folks. And I'm going to hear from you folks, 913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Make sure you are a part of it. For this segment, start or sit, I'm going to be answering all of your questions about who do I need to put in? I just really don't know. Should I sit Chase, Mostert, or Swift? We'll get to it all right here. And again, this show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Really quick, though, these last two matchups on the matchup slate. First, I want to get to Sunday Night Football. Wow, what a thriller this is. I got to wake up at 4:30, 4:45 tomorrow. I don't care. I'm staying up for this one. Rams at Lions. This is going to be fun. Ooh. Here's what I'm watching for the Rams. Got to do that sound effect. Blake Corum or Kyren Williams. A lot of people have been freaking out about this, right? Kyren Williams was a bell cow. He killed it last year with the Los Angeles Rams in the backfield there with Matthew Stafford. But now he's the punt returner. Blake Corum was a fantastic college running back. They drafted him. You've heard really good things from Sean McVay and the offensive coordinator just in general coming out of Rams camp about Blake Corum. Little bit of a red flag that Kyren Williams is the punt returner, but he was last year, and it didn't matter. So I kind of just want to watch what happens here. My take, if you're asking, Kyren Williams is still the guy until proven otherwise. Like, and McVay is kind of that style, right? He's going to ride it till the wheels fall off. For the Lions, Jameson Williams is a superstar at Alabama for one season, and I maybe fell for it. I don't know. He's going to prove me right or wrong this season. But I really like Jameson Williams, and I think I really like what he could do with this offense. He's not going to be the number one option. Hell, he's not going to be the number two. He might not even be the number three option on this team. And he could be a fantastic receiver. We've already seen he's got fantastic talent that has translated, but he's just been a little spotty, a little iffy, a little flashy, if you will. I want to see it come together for Jameson Williams, and he could be, another guy who was drafted late in rounds. He could be a steal this season, could be an absolute bargain. And then now, over to Monday Night Football. Wow, another just absolute barn burner. Jets at 49ers. Mike Williams for the Jets is the guy that I've got my eye on. You know, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, we're all excited about it, but if Rodgers does what Rodgers is healthy, like he'll be good. You know, like will he be MVP Rodgers? Probably not. No, he's 40 something off an Achilles tear. But like if he's average, that offense will be good. But how good is the question? Mike Williams is going to be part of the answer there. Can he get open? Can he win one-on-one deep balls and win over the top of someone? That's kind of been his bread and butter. We've seen it with Rivers. We saw it with Herbert. We'll get the chance to see it with Aaron Rodgers. And they kind of need him to be decent, right? You've got Garrett Wilson, who's a bona fide stud. Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky, he's a rookie. We just don't know much about him. Alan Lazard had an off year last year. Mike Williams really shores up this offense, at least on paper. We need to see if he does it on the field as well. San Francisco, man, I don't really know what to watch here. It kind of feels the same. I mean, I don't know. McCaffrey, he's fantastic. Let's see the target share between Ayuk, Debo, and Kittle after this whole drama. Is Ricky Pearsall into the fray? Jerry Jeudy got paid. There's a lot of mouths to feed on that San Francisco 49ers offense. I'm not super a part of it right now in fantasy. I've got Ayuk in a league, but other than that, I've kind of separated myself. I really like Ayuk as a player. I just don't know fantasy-wise what the Niners bring for me. I don't know if I want to be a part of it this year, and I'm kind of off the 49ers in general. Again, go to my X account, MacJMorey25, MacJMorey25. You can look at all of my picks, and hell, at me. I'll help you with fantasy this week, this season, as I will every Sunday right here, 9 to 10, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Let's get to it. Start or sit. We've got a few minutes, folks. Again, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. 458 from the 458. Should I sit Chase? Yes. Yep, sit him. I don't care if he's playing today. He hasn't been practicing. I don't know if he's going to be in 100% of the snaps. In fact, if he plays, I know that he won't be. Plus, just everything's weird there right now. I just don't like the vibes. I don't like the energy. I want to see Burrow play. If you've got other options that you at least like, yeah, sit Chase. Don't risk that today. Don't start off your season with a, I played Chase and he didn't even play, or he was in for five plays. It's just, come on. Remember the ground rules. Let's have some fun today, right? Don't sit Chase. 749, should I drop Freiermuth for Likely, or do you think Andrews just needs a few weeks to get back to game ready? Yeah, I'm in on Likely. I'm in after that game one win. That game one loss for the Baltimore Ravens. Woo! That was a fun one. Yeah, give me Likely. I think he's tight end one on that team, and I think he's a fantastic tight end. Last year, I think people were a little bit too early on him just because Andrews was still there. Andrews got hurt. Doesn't look fully back to himself quite yet. We talked about, you know, after a big injury, it's kind of the year after the year after. Well, this is just the year after for Andrews. He maybe needs one more year. Likely's in his prime. He's young. He's extremely fast. He's got good hands. Yeah. Give me Isaiah Likely. I like that 749. Drop Freiermuth. 813. Would you drop Jalen Wright, Ben Sinnott, or Zach Ertz for Justin Fields? 14-team league. Only quarterback is Herbert. I don't mind sacrificing a week without a QB to stash boom players usually. It's a tough one, man. I mean, frankly, yeah, you've got three guys in Zach Ertz, Ben Sinnott, and Jalen Wright who are could be nothing. I mean, they're exciting. We like Jalen Wright out of Miami. We'll see what Zach Ertz has to offer. I might between Sinnott or Ertz would be where I'd go there. I'd drop and I'd take a flyer on Fields because you're right. If Fields sticks today and is the quarterback for Pittsburgh, he could be a fantasy monster. So I think that's a really good risk to take. And I think if he is the starter, there's a good chance he's better than Justin Herbert. Yeah, I think that's great. All right, let's keep going. Again, if you want to be a part of it, 913-586-7965. That is the number to text in to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line right here on Fantasy Football Sunday. All right, 922, Raheem Mostert or DeAndre Swift? It's a PPR league. Whew, that's a tough one, man. Oh, that's a tough one. Give me Swift. I've got questions about that running back room in Miami. I just don't know what to expect. Give me Swift for today. 575, Goff or Richardson? Richardson, no question. Yes, I know there's question marks. He's played 17 games since college, all the things. The talent's there. He's going to run. Shane Steichen's a fantastic offensive coordinator who's going to make sure he gets the ball in open space off of read option. They've got a fantastic 1-2 punch in the backfield with him standing at 6'4", 6'5", 245 pounds, and then the beast of a running back in Jonathan Taylor. Yeah, Anthony Richardson, there's no question. He could be an absolute league winner this season. 481, thoughts on Terry McLaurin? You know, the thoughts on the Commanders are interesting. Again, I think they're going to be in a lot of high-scoring games. I think the offense could be really fun to watch. I think T-Mac is the number one option, and who's the number two, right? Crickets. Yeah. I really like Terry McLaurin. I think there's a chance he faces a lot of double teams, but I don't really care. I think Jaden Daniels, with his running ability, could suck a lot of that defense in. T-Mac's a great wide receiver. Yeah, give me McLaurin. That 959, Anthony Richardson or Baker Mayfield? Again, guys, I know it's week one. The injuries happened last year. Anthony Richardson could be the number one fantasy quarterback this season. That's a thing. And that's not even like a hot take. That is completely plausible. If he is in, they're going to run the ball with him. He is an athletic freak. There is way more ceiling for Richardson than Baker Mayfield. Give me AR on that one. And then before we get out of here, again, just a couple minutes left to get your texts in. 913-586-7965 right here, 96.5, the Fan on Fantasy Football Sunday. 850, Mostert or Aaron Jones? A lot of Mostert questions today. Let's look at the matchups here. So we got the Vikings against. I just want to make sure that I'm leading you in the right direction here. Vikings play the Giants. I mean, yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Aaron Jones there. I just don't know where I'm at with this Miami backfield. And again, I could be eating my words next Sunday. The week one's weird. Maybe we've overthought this. And Mike McDaniel's like, no, I'm sticking with Mostert. Jalen Wright's a rookie, and Devon Achane's going to be a gadget guy who gets his big plays and touchdowns. But from a consistency carries point, it's going to be Aaron Jones on that one for me over Mostert. I think for now, we'll see. Maybe Mike McDaniel switches it up. And like I said, maybe it is Mostert and I've overthought it. We'll find out next week right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. You've been listening to Fantasy Football Sunday. My executive producer, thank you so much, Quentin Morris. I'm your host, Mac Morey. A quick hour. It was a fun one. I can't wait for it next week, folks. Thanks so much for listening right here to Fantasy Football Sunday, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Have a great day, everyone. Watch some football. I can't wait for it. You've been listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Thanks, guys.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.